made of concrete. Mm-hmm. Do you know what those are called?
That's what we have.
Oh, do you have a name for it?
Well, the garbage can is still the...
Okay. Do you remember when you were a little boy, the things they used to have out in the street? I don't know if they had them in this neighborhood. If they had things for refuse. Do you remember how the garbage was collected when you were a kid?
Yes. We had them in the alley. It was a wooden box that had a cover on a hinge from each side.
And you remember what those were called?
It was a garbage box, I suppose, would be. I just don't remember.
You ever hear them called swill boxes?
Yes, that's...
Would you pronounce it?
Swill box.
I thought I heard someone at the front door.
It's a mailman.
Oh, okay.
He just doesn't ring.
Fine. How about a thing for, if you're going to prepare eggs, for frying eggs, what would you call that?
Frying pan?
And how about one that is run by electricity? Just plug it in.
We have one. Yeah, what do we call it? Electric cooker.
And how about a heavy iron vessel with a large opening and large opening on top for boiling potatoes or cabbage?
A kettle.
And how about smaller thing, shaped quite differently, but used for heating water for tea.
A tea kettle.
And at the table you have a knife, fork, and...
spoon.
And a container for putting cut flowers.
A vase.
After a dinner, someone must do what? Someone must... the things you've eaten from.
Clear the table.
And then?
Wash the dishes.
And the wife removes the food from the dishes, and then she what under the clear water, she
rinses.
And what would you call a piece of material that's used to take the
dishcloth?
This is take the food off the dishes.
Well, now wait a minute. Scraper.
But if it were a cloth, you'd call it
a dishcloth.
And then for drying the dishes.